Hello, my friends. Hello. Welcome, welcome. I am live on Instagram and Facebook. And if you are watching this from YouTube, welcome also. All right. Today we are talking about one of those topics that could be controversial. I have my show notes here just in order to keep my thoughts straight and to stay on point. You will see me referencing here. Today we will be talking about whether or not eggs are good for you. You know, women in menopause, I coach women in menopause to help them lose weight in a healthy and sustainable manner. One of the things that we talk about is increasing that protein in your diet every single meal. So of course, eggs are one of those natural sources of healthy proteins. But the question always comes, are eggs good for me or not? And actually, how many eggs can I eat and how do I cook them and on and on and on. So the very first question here is, are they good for you or not? And do they increase your blood cholesterol?
Welcome to the Thriving Through Menopause podcast. Dr. Inaka Yembe, your host, is dedicated to helping you navigate the transformative journey of menopause and perimenopause, particularly focused on achieving menopausal weight loss and reducing belly fat. As a postmenopausal physician herself, who has helped thousands of women experiencing the significant life stage, she understands the unique challenges you face. Listen in as we explore a wide range of topics aimed at supporting you in your health and wellness journey. Hopefully, the practical tips and strategies offered potentially help you adopt an empowering approach towards menopausal weight loss and belly fat reduction. And now here's your host, Dr. Inaka Yembe.
All right, so eggs, back to the eggs. There have been reports that the cholesterol in eggs causes us harm. But did you know that actually your dietary cholesterol is responsible for about 25% in your blood? And I'm not talking about fats. There's a difference. Your body makes most of the cholesterol that it needs. So can you fight or trick your body? Can you consume enough cholesterol that is too much? Yes, you consume more cholesterol than your body needs. Of course, your body makes just a little bit less. Your body is so smart. It's always, always in homeostasis. But that said, the concern is whether dietary cholesterol, specifically those in eggs, can cause heart disease or strokes. Why is that? We know that increased amount of blood cholesterol can deposit in your arteries and cause blockage in any organs that don't have any collateral or may not have any collateral at the time. So if you have a blockage in an artery in your brain or in your heart, you may have or suffer a heart attack or a stroke. Now we are back to dietary cholesterol. There's a difference between dietary cholesterol and fats. So again, back to the same question. Are eggs good for you? I went to my trusted source here. This is the United States Department of Agriculture. The USDA is my trusted source to give me the nutrition facts. What really is in eggs? And I'm going to read that here for you here. So one large egg has about 78 to 80 calories, 5 grams of total fats, 1.6 grams of saturated fat, and 187 milligrams of cholesterol. Let's round that up. Most people round it up to 200 milligrams of cholesterol. So the main thing you want to remember here is that each egg has about 200 milligrams of dietary cholesterol. Eggs are great. They contain sodium. They also have fiber. And what we'll be talking about, women in menopause and proteins. One egg, a large egg, has about 6 grams of healthy proteins. They also contain other things like iron, copper, zinc, phosphorus, selenium, omega-3s and omega-6. They contain vitamins A, B, D, K, and E. They contain some sodium. They contain choline. Choline is great for your metabolism. You're trying to lose weight there. That choline in eggs may help you. And there's so many, many, many variables. But just to say, one egg is packed full of nutrients. So eggs are great. Now, back in the days, I'll tell you what was done back then. Now, even we in the medical community, we still argue amongst ourselves. Should we eat eggs? Should we allow our patients to eat more eggs? It's an argument. So that's why the topic is so confusing. But back then, it was recommended that if you don't have any heart disease or you don't have diabetes or you're not predisposed, meaning that you don't have any illnesses like the metabolic syndrome and things like that, that predispose you to heart disease, or you don't have any heart disease or stroke, heart disease equivalent, then you should consume no more than 300 milligrams. That's what it said in the past. And then if you actually have heart disease, diabetes, strokes and things like that, the recommendation is no more than 200. So see that one egg, 200. One egg contains 200 milligrams of cholesterol, and you're not required to consume more than 200 milligrams of cholesterol if you have these other diseases, or if you have a disease that can put you at risk, like diabetes, hypertension, and things. It's so confusing. Why is it so confusing? Because later on, our smart guys came and they studied everything and they said, really and truly, there is no documented association between the cholesterol. I'm not talking about the dietary fats. We have to make a distinction between the dietary fats like we eat in fried foods and the junk food. So don't run out there and eat all this fried food and say, she said it was okay. Listen, I just give advice over the things that I know. But studies now show that there is no specific association between dietary cholesterol and increased risk of heart attack and strokes in normal people. See how I put that link there? In normal people. You should still be careful if you actually have one of those diseases. So now back to the question. Are eggs good or not? I mean, I've gone in a round circle. Are they good or not? I personally here, I say the eggs in cholesterol are not harmful for me who has no predisposing medical conditions. And so I give it a thumbs up. If you're trying to lose weight and you want to increase the amount of protein in your diet, I give it a thumbs up. Also, continue to watch because I'll tell you what you need to do towards the end. Why am I giving eggs a thumbs up? So let's highlight the benefits. I talked about proteins. We want those proteins in our system. One egg has about 6 grams of protein, 80 calories. One egg. All right, two eggs. Of course, you double that, 12 grams of protein in two eggs. What do I do personally? Just because I start thinking about the overall calories. So I drop down the calories by consuming egg whites, and egg whites contain 3.8. I would round that down to 3, just down it down to 3. So generally, I will consume 6 egg whites at a time, just because 6 times 80 in a whole egg. I mean, this is giving me only almost 500 calories in 6 eggs, and that's too much when it comes to calories, because I want to keep my weight down from that 300 pound person. Anyway, what I do is consume 6 eggs at a time. I boil them slowly, low heat, because that destroys the nutrition value or content of your eggs. If you boil it in such high heat, boil it slowly in low heat, and I take out all the yolks, and I would eat 6 egg whites at a time. One egg white, rounded up, is about 20 calories, and each egg white, rounded up, is about 3 grams. So that already is almost 20 grams of protein and under 200 calories for me. That's awfully helpful because I want to increase my protein. So eggs, I give it a thumbs up because I want that protein. Me, female in menopause, I want to keep the weight off and I want to increase my dietary protein. Now, what else do eggs have? Another big one is vitamin D. Eggs contain vitamin D. Vitamin D is one of those vitamins that help you. If you're going to go out there and purchase any vitamins, think about vitamin D. If you're going to have a physical, think about vitamin D. Get your doctor to check your vitamin D levels. Why? Vitamin D is so important for our immunity. It's that one vitamin that you want to take in every single day. Or you can just relax in the sunlight, you know. Our skin produces vitamin D from the sun. So during the winter time, it's just so hard for us to get vitamin D. Eggs contain vitamin D. Vitamin D is so essential for your bone health. Women in menopause, I've got to be thinking about my bones. I want to keep them nice and strong. Vitamin D in eggs is good for you. And then the very next thing is vitamin A for your vision and things like that. Very, very important. Now, so those are just a few highlights. They also contain other things, eggs, that are important for you. But those are just the ones that I wanted to highlight. Vitamin D for your immunity, helps with weight loss, helps even with depression. I mean, vitamin D is so essential. Back to the question, are eggs good for you? Yes, 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 yes. Now, the question was, the second question was, do eggs actually increase your blood cholesterol? When we talk about the eggs, and we'll round it up, one large egg contains about 200 milligrams of dietary cholesterol. We want to keep in mind that the cholesterol, the kind of cholesterol in our blood that causes problems, is the bad cholesterol called the LDL cholesterol. Can cause deposits in your arteries and in your brains and in your heart and cause you to have heart attacks and strokes. So we want to distinguish between the fats, the dietary fats in junk food and healthy fats that we have in eggs. This is why the scientific people were so confused now. We just say dietary cholesterol, especially in eggs, will not impact your LDL, especially if you don't have any risk factors for heart disease and stroke. You want to pay a little bit of attention. In fact, if you have a heart attack, you've had one, or if you've had a stroke, or if you have diabetes or hypertension, please, before you take any information that is shared online like this and apply to yourself, run to your doctor and say, this is what I heard. Does this work for me? Always seek the advice of your medical care provider because they know your blood work and they know your risk factors. But one egg per day is not harmful. Generally, again, what I do, 6 at a time because I want that protein. Yeah, I'm gonna leave the egg yolk of one egg, but generally I don't. I just consume the egg whites mostly. All right, now things are very confusing, like we said, that because the scientific population came back and they said, this was around 2015, they said that there is no specific documented scientific evidence that shows that you could consume eggs and it would increase your blood cholesterol. Why is it that we discourage? So if you came in my clinic and you were talking to me, I had weight loss. Hey, if you're my weight loss patient watching, hello, I'm so proud of all of you. Everybody lost weight. I'm so excited. And well, I'm so proud of all of you. Thank you. It is because of my patience and because of my online boot campers that I stay accountable and I keep my weight off. All right. The next thing that I'm going to tell you is how much eggs or how many eggs are recommended. Again, there's never any one size fits all. I know people who eat 2-3 eggs a day, every single day, and they remain healthy based on their blood test results, based on their weights, and based on several different parameters. I know people who eat less and are not healthy. Now, what is recommended? I'm going to tell you what the American Heart Association says, because we're worried about the impact of the eggs on our heart. So the American Heart Association says that you should consume one egg per day. One egg per day is not going to hurt you. One egg per day. That said, I'm going to repeat myself again. If you have a history of heart disease, you've had a heart attack, you've had a stroke, you have any diseases that predispose you to heart disease, like diabetes, hypertension, and things like that, please speak to your doctor so they can advise you whether eggs are great for you or not. So let's compare. Next question that I had was this question between organic eggs and the regular eggs. I'll tell you what I do. I get the organic and the non-GMO. That's what I do. First thing I'll tell you is that I did go and look up one study. I mean, it wasn't many studies. I did one study and I did some research, and it did show that all these nutritional components that I talked to you about, the proteins and all the vitamins, there is no difference in the components of the egg itself, whether they're organic or not. So anyway, you do you. Go ahead and purchase whether you want organic or free range or cage. This is an ethical thing. We're talking about how the chickens were raised. And for some people like me, I'm just thinking, just because I have graduated myself to everything organic now, I just feel it's so much better for my body. If I'm not putting so much, look, I am getting older. What I don't want is a bunch of pesticides and a bunch of antibiotics and a bunch of different things in my body. Now, this is me. Your body, do you. Now, there is no difference that I have found anywhere in the specific nutritional contents of organic eggs, free-range eggs, and caged eggs. So, but I'm going to tell you the ethical things that happen around this chicken. So now, did the chicken come before the egg, or did the egg come and the chicken later? We don't know, but we know that the eggs come from the chicken. So we want to look at how the chickens were raised. That's how we come to this organic and free-range and things. So now, organic chickens. We talk about how many chickens are kept in one space. So if this organic, generally no more than 3,000. If they're free range, no more than 16,000. And get this, if they are caged, the people can keep over 100,000 chickens in one space. I don't know how big the space is, but I mean, that's a whole lot of chickens. A whole lot of chickens, guys. Anyway, next we're talking about, the next thing we worry about is what are they feeding these chickens? Because, you know, the egg from the chicken, and thinking about what are they feeding them. Okay, if they are free range or caged, yes, they can have antibiotics and things like that. But if they are organic, no, they're not allowed to have antibiotics. There's a huge price difference here, huge price difference, because the organic and non-GMO are a little bit expensive, more expensive. So again, this is just a personal choice. All right, the last question I had here was the egg beaters, the liquid eggs, or the egg substitutes and things like that. So we have the eggs that come in a carton versus the whole egg itself. All right, egg beaters, do I give it a yes or a no? I give egg beaters a yes. Now, not for everyday thing. This is for when I'm in a hurry, for when I run out. I just tend to keep some on the side. I'll generally have one small carton of egg beaters in my refrigerator. Why is this? Because they are processed, highly processed. So what's in it? So egg beaters are highly processed. Yeah, they're suitable, but what do they contain? They contain less cholesterol, they contain fewer calories, and don't have any carbohydrates, just like the eggs. They do have 5 grams of protein per serving, don't have any vitamins except for those that may have been added. So egg beaters are highly processed. Now, comparing three things, which is the next question that I had: whole eggs, egg whites, egg beaters. I have my little cheat sheet here so I don't go off track, and I'm just going to compare the macros only for you. So one whole egg has about, I would say, about 80 calories in the whole egg. Meanwhile, the egg white has about 18 calories, one egg white, and the egg beaters have, depending on which one you buy, 25 to 30 calories per serving. So if you're trying to lose weight like myself, I typically go with the egg white. The way I make my scrambled egg or just cooking boiled eggs is typically 6 eggs at a time. Take out all the yolks sometimes, or I'll leave one yolk in, because this gives me less than 200 calories total for more food, because I like to have a little bit more food in my belly. Gives me a little bit more calories, more food here for fewer calories. Now, when it comes to fats, all of them have a lower amount of fat, except the whole egg has just a little bit more, 5 grams of fat per one egg. When it comes to carbohydrates, the egg beaters, the egg whites, and the whole egg, they all have less than 1 gram of carbohydrates, so not much difference there. When it comes to proteins, they're ranging for the whole egg and the egg beaters, they have about 5 or 6 grams of proteins each. Now, the egg white has a lot lower number of proteins, about half the amount. So 3.5, 3.6 grams of protein for one egg white. That's why I go with 6 at a time. All right, when it comes to the cholesterol, both the egg whites and the egg beaters do not contain cholesterol. And the egg, whole egg, has about 200 milligrams of cholesterol. Now, I had a question on Instagram once I put the message out that I was going to talk about eggs today. Somebody said, I hope you're not telling us not to cook eggs without oil. All right, so let's talk about that. One of the things that has really, historically, when they went back and looked at the studies, they found out that actually the problem was not the egg. The problem mainly was how we cooked the eggs. So if you boil the eggs or poach the eggs or bake the whole egg, and I do bake eggs very easy. I take a tray, a muffin tray, line it with egg cup liners, put them all in there, take my eggs, put them in there, bake them. Oh, no, I don't have time. The eggs, they bake beautifully. Don't have to sit down and boil them. I'll take them out, put them in the pot, top it with ice, come back, peel them, and I'm good to go. So you can bake your eggs. But the studies show that the problem with the eggs is how we cook them. If you're using butter and a lot of cheese and heavy cream and a lot of oil, or if you're using this highly processed meat and loading your eggs with things like bacon and sausage, of course, keep in mind that these are saturated fats now. So now you are making your egg meal slightly more unhealthy than it needs to be. However, if you just boil the egg, or if you bake it, or if you poach it in low heat, it doesn't matter the length of time. I mean, you can have hard-boiled eggs, soft-boiled egg, your preference is okay, but the what matters is if you cook it in lower heat so you're not destroying the nutrients. Again, bottom line, eggs are healthy. They're healthy. One egg per day for everyone is healthy. If you have heart disease, talk to your doctor. They will counsel you and tell you what specifically you need to do when it comes to you and your body. So I hope this information helps you somewhat. Go ahead and join or follow me so that each time I put out a video like this, you get notified. Thank you and have a fantastic weekend. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Thriving Through Menopause. We hope you found valuable insights and practical advice to support your journey. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share it, and review. Your feedback is greatly appreciated. Remember, menopause doesn't have to be a challenge. It can be an opportunity for growth, renewal, and self-care. Connect with us on social media, where we share additional resources, tips, and advice to help you along your path. Once again, thanks for listening in, and we hope you'll join us again on the next episode of Thriving Through Menopause. Until then.